Welcome to Inspired Radio with Helen Taylor. Get ready to be inspired. Stories have power and conversations spark change. So let's create a new world and get started right now.
Good afternoon, Australia, and good day or evening to all our international listeners too. I'm Helen Taylor. Welcome to my show, Inspired Radio. I'm here with you every Monday, 4 p.m. Melbourne, Australia time, and Sunday, 11 p.m. Central time for US and Canada, for conversations and stories to inspire you. This is the BBS Radio TV platform, and we're going live to over 190 different outlets worldwide. Inspired Radio is all about change and getting uncomfortable and shaking up the status quo, because we're breaking free from our limiting systems and embracing our infinite potential. And my guests are here to tell their story, to reveal how they've overcome change and made better lives for themselves and, of course, for others. And they're here to inspire you with their stories, because storytelling is creating a new world. So today I'm joined by Heidi Ireland, founder of Earthing Oz. After 20 years in the corporate world, Heidi experienced what she calls corporate sickness. I love that term. And knew there had to be a better way to live. That search led her to yoga and ultimately back to nature. And through simple, powerful practices like grounding, reducing exposure to EMFs, and creating healthier daily rhythms in a world of 5G technology, I should say 5G technology, Heidi restored her sleep, regained her energy, and reconnected with herself in a profound way. In 2013, she created Earthing Oz so she can help others find that better way. Her message is practical, trustworthy, and beautifully simple. Put your bare feet on the earth, switch off screens for a few hours before bed, turn off your Wi-Fi at night. And there's small steps that can make powerful shifts. So let's find out what that's all about. Welcome, Heidi. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Helen. It's great to be here.
Yes. So tell me, let's start with reinventing yourself. Let's start with corporate, because I think that's a story a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, it's I've worked in corporate, like you say, for over 20 years. I think I come from a really entrepreneurial family. However, I just, when I was younger, I found my groove in the dot-coms. And I love digital marketing, and I had these incredible budgets I got to spend. So they hooked me in really early in corporate, and I got addicted to, I guess, the size and the scope of what you could do in that world. And it took me away from my regional roots. I started at carsales.com.au, which is a really big online automotive website.
Yes, it is. I've used it a few times.
Yep. Yes. So I was there for many, many years and continued to be. But I always, my family, all very, very entrepreneurial themselves, and there was always something that I knew I had to get out of this, but I was just always conflicted. And it wasn't actually until I had kids rather recently, and I was like, this has to change. Both for my health, because I knew it was always impacting me, but also just that need to be free.
Just take it back a step, right? Mm-hmm. Because what you're talking about is what happens to so many people. We get born into this world and we're programmed. We're programmed to want better and to go to the big smoke, so to speak. Yeah. And to look towards business, corporations, working yes. for the man, those yep. sorts of programs, we're all programmed that way, aren't we? And like you said, you get to a certain point where you go, it's now becoming conflicting. Is this really me?
Yeah. And I felt really inauthentic in myself. Mm-hmm. There was always something in my heart of hearts, and it always felt a little bit inauthentic, even though I'm really good at it. And
Yes.
this is the thing, I've always loved my job. I've always loved people and working with people. And it was just this balance, just trying to work through it all. But in the end, your health and I guess the greater want and need to create something bigger than me and help people in a more meaningful way, like selling cars is great, but ultimately this space and my journey through yoga early on when I tried to escape corporate earlier on in my career, did my yoga teacher training and all that sort of stuff and built an app and but I didn't quite get out, but this time I did, and
But you've had a few goes at it, is that what you're saying?
I've
A
had
few
to rock the boat.
cycles.
Yeah. And it wasn't until a couple of years ago, the kids were young, my husband found this business and it was for sale and it was called Earthing Oz. And it was then that I discovered earthing and EMF protection. And I was like, we have to do this. This is so important. We bought the products and someone who was getting sick, and this is where the corporate sickness sort of comes into it. It was always an energetic thing for me.
But tell me what was it doing to your health?
I would get sinusitis every 3 to 4 weeks. And I could not escape the cold and flu cycles. And everyone would say, oh, it's just because you've got little kids. But it wasn't. It was always the case. It was always there. And I've literally changed my health by the function of grounding, and also introducing EMF protection
Do
methodologies into my
you
life.
think there's a price that we pay when we're not doing what we love?
Absolutely, no question.
And
There,
health is one of it. It's like the
yeah.
body's trying to get your attention and to say, I'm not healthy in what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think what's so interesting about all of it is that modern life, not just the world of corporate, modern life has di disconnected us from our biology.
Yes.
And it's in everything we do. So
Yes.
if you're a kid getting up for school in the morning in the city, you put your leather shoes on before, like, you get up, you're in your house, you've got your cement base of your house. You're not connected to the ground yet. You probably haven't stepped outside. You're eating your breakfast, you've got your school shoes on. You step outside onto the bitumen cement in your leather shoes. You're disconnected. You're at school. Have you even touched ground yet? You're straight into the classroom. At lunch, I'd really, really hope you're out in having your lunch on the grass, but you might not be. You might be sitting on the cement netball courts. And then you come straight home and you actually haven't touched the ground all day. And it's the same for all of us in corporate, where we're not actually connecting to the earth. And this is what's so crazy is that's it's so fundamental in our biology and the requirement for us as humans. And when you think about how often you're actually connecting to the earth with your bare skin, it's astounding. And it's no wonder our energies are depleted, we're having poor sleep, we have inflammation in our body. All of these things are impacts of, I mean, there's so many things that can do that to us, but
There
earthing
is,
stuff.
there is. Can I just say that, I mean, it's subtle. It's subtle,
Very,
right?
very.
And that's what I want to say to people out there. It's like you might be listening to all of these bits and pieces and questioning what Heidi is saying, but it's subtle. And the human body is an incredible thing. It can adjust and survive through
Yeah.
just about anything, right? But
Absolutely.
these changes you're talking about for children and for adults in the world, the modern world, are very subtle. And what we're suggesting is that, hey, if you actually start incorporating some of the things that Heidi's going to talk about, test it for yourself and just see.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of it, because we have a lot of customers that obviously experience the benefits of earthing and EMF protection. My mum's the perfect example. She had to renovate her house recently because there was a few issues, and she had to go stay at a hotel. And she called me about a week later, and she's like, "Heidi, I can't believe the pain in my body." And I said, "Mum, did you not take your earthing mat with you?" And she's like, Oh my goodness. So it's often that, like you say, the subtlety of it is that you only recognize it once you're missing it again. And it's quite profound.
So 20 years in corporate, right? And you started looking for other options because, as you said, you did a few cycles. I want to get out, but you kind of, for a lot of people, it's like, this is my money, this is my payday, this is supporting the life that I've got. Just changes need to take place. What sort of changes took place for you?
Oh, huge changes. I think the thing where it got to is I mentioned this before. It was literally the kids for me. I finally was able to sacrifice. It's that consistent income, isn't it? Like you to get yourself off the drug of the consistent income and take that leap. I had to do it for my kids because I could see that cycle of them not touching the ground. Like even when we were looking at childcare centres when they were younger, you could go into in Melbourne like the high rises six like they're going into a high rise to go to daycare, and they go up an elevator into the playground that's all cement on the fake grass.
I must
And
be getting very cynical because just recently I went past a few and I sort of said, my gosh, they're just nicely dressed up prisons, you know, because they really were just concrete and bars.
And we were lucky enough, we found a little Steiner community that was right near us, and everything was dirt. They'd come home filthy, covered in dirt, and they had chickens, and we were very lucky to find that in the inner
The
city.
people out there, I just, yeah, Steiner's more alternative and getting back to organic and natural. Yeah.
Yeah, when they're really little, it's about learning about the seasons rather than your ABCs, one, two, threes. So
So it was about the kids and it was about not about the corporate paycheck anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And that sort of was the kick in the bum I needed, really.
What did you start to change?
It was for me, my husband actually found the business Earthing Oz, and it was for sale. So that was the catalyst for everything. And then we saw the home. We got all of the money we needed to make the change, and now we do this. We've got our e-commerce business, and we've moved to the country. So we sold up everything, and we've moved to Armidale in northern New South Wales. The beauty of it here is that we've got great schools, and we've got the airport, so the e-commerce works. But it's about land. It's about getting connected to nature. It's about animals, and it's about reconnecting with our biology and what's actually natural for us. And rather than working against it, we're working with it. So for me, EMFs aren't going away. And it's probably a nice segue, Helen, to talk about EMFs and what they are. I don't believe they're going away. So how do we actually work with that and protect ourselves in that space of
And just
EMF?
let people know what EMF stands for those
Yeah,
who
so
don't know.
EMF is electromagnetic frequencies, and they're created both naturally. For example, the sun is one of our biggest sources of EMF, but it's a natural EMF. An unnatural or a human-made EMF is Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, electricity through your fridges and appliances and things like that. So it's an invisible energy that we can't see. But it's impacting our biology as well. It's the 5G of it all.
And our health, absolutely. I mean, I think for me, one of the first things I did was get rid of my microwave, and actually, I got rid of my TV, so I haven't had a microwave and a TV for probably 15 years. And it's like you, it's like these. What you're talking about with your life may seem like a big leap to a lot of people, but you took small steps to get to that big leap as well.
We often talk about the pyramid of it. So the pyramid of EMF protection, the first step is reduce and remove. So turning off your Wi-Fi at night, turning off your Bluetooth devices when you can, putting your phone into airplane mode when you're able to. So creating, reducing it, like you say, getting rid of the microwave in the house.
Yeah, because for people, I mean, it's invisible, like you said. And when I started to look at it, if it was visible and there was a line going from, imagine a cable going from, you know, one appliance to another appliance, and from your electric outlets in your home, and then your phone to the outside world, and you know, everything that you're turning on and that you're using, imagine it has cords and lines. And when I started looking at it like that, it was filling the room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Filling
All
the
of those
room.
invisible signals. And it's a really, really interesting thing. And I think in the last 20 years, people say, oh, well, we've always had EMF, it's but we haven't. I think about the instances of mobile phones that now live in your pocket permanently
Yes.
or live in your handbag permanently. We put our alarm on our phone and we put it next to our bed. When the health practitioners say don't sleep with your phone in your bedroom, it's not because it's a distraction in the middle of the night and you go reach for it. It's because it's radiating EMFs. It's dinging the Bluetooth. It's dinging your Wi-Fi in your house. So it's right next to your brain most of the time too.
Yes.
So it's
And
yeah,
we
it's
seem to
quite
have
incredible.
forgotten something, Heidi, haven't we? I mentioned this to someone the other week. When mobile phones first came out and tumors started happening at the sides of people's heads, you know, that was an alarm bell. That was an alarm bell. And it kind of got quietened down and whatever. But eventually, most people who are listening now know that research showed that putting the phone up against your head was creating tumors. Putting it in your pocket was creating tumors and hip issues and whatever. That hasn't gone away. That
No,
hasn't
and it
gone
was
away.
Helen, it was in the 1990s, and the cell in the States, it was actually the cellular mobile phone industry actually paid, it was somewhere between 25 and 30 million USD to research this. And they got a doctor called Dr. George Carlo, and he did all of this research into EMFs. And what he found is that it was greatly problematic. And shock horror, it was all quashed. He's now known, like if you Google Dr. George Carlo, he's now known for speaking out against all of the cellular people that paid for this research
Right.
because it did create such issues. And I mean, now the World Health Organization classifies EMF as a 2B carcinogen, which they say is it might be a carcinogen, but it's right alongside exhaust fumes from a car. So exhaust fumes from a car are also classified 2B carcinogens.
Okay.
I'm going to be putting my head next to and breathing those fumes anytime soon.
That's a great visual. That's a great visual for people. You've got the phone next to you overnight. You may as well be next to a running car exhaust.
And it's I feel very, very strongly about this, and I cannot encourage people enough, even if it's as simple as turn off your Wi-Fi at night.
Yes.
Speak on your speakerphone. Do not speak on your phone like this.
Yes.
We need to be protecting ourselves with like this. If you
So,
have to put it up to your ear.
absolutely. So, firstly, before we get into the products that are available, you can get products to read EMFs because that's what I did. And
Absolutely.
I went around the house and I went and I tested everything and it just blew my mind. So then I took it to the office where I was working at the time, and one of the fellas in the office wanted to take it home and test out home, his home. So it was, you know, because it was so obvious that when you put it near a modem or a router or your phone, it went off the charts. So
And it's quite and that's a really beautiful way to be able to showcase how much EMFs around you. What we get or what I find with all of our customers, it's an EMF sensitivity, it's a little bit, I describe it a little bit like lactose intolerance. Some of us can handle a cup of dairy, a lot of us can't. And we're somewhere on that spectrum with EMFs too. I'm probably middle of the range sensitive, but we have customers that come in and they're like, they've just changed my 4G tower to a 5G tower. It's right next to my house. I think I'm going crazy, but I've got vertigo now, or I've got headaches now, or now I can't sleep, or my kids are d now disrupted. It's a thing. Or you've moved your desk and you now sit next to the server room at the office,
Yes.
and people reporting these issues. So I speak to them regularly, our customers through our customer service line, and it's quite unbelievable the individual experiences people are having with EMF exposure.
Absolutely. And the only way that you can find that it's not impacting you is to move to another environment. And people cannot do that for a long enough period of time to test what symptoms disappear. Yeah. Because I found that working in a law office I'd been in that office for 15 years, I had spontaneous blood noses on and off and on and off. And it wasn't until I discovered EMFs that I realized I put the two and two together. I was sitting right near a main router, right? So I was getting the vertigo and these blood noses.
And it's also not just about humans. I was speaking to a lady the other day. She's got racehorses, and every time she brought the racehorses into the city from the farm, they would just be disrupted, and they weren't performing, and they weren't behaving in the same way that they were out on in their home in the stables.
Yes.
And it's quite interesting. She actually got a device so that she could plug in with them, and completely different horses. So it's quite unbelievable. It's not just about us. It's about our plants. It's about our animals. It's about our kids. And we find that EMF sensitivity is it's more prevalent in young children and the elderly as well. So it's just yeah, we're less robust at those
So
times of
it's real. It's real. We can let everybody know there's without a doubt it is real. And
Yeah.
through Earthing Oz, people can actually buy EMF readers. You've got a number of different
Yeah.
devices there. Get and test it out for yourself, people. It's, we're all people. It's like to see it is to believe it. And we need to have some way to do that. And it's the readers are a good way to do that, or the meters. But then there's devices that you can buy that can help you. Explain how we can help ourselves.
Yeah, so like I said, we think of EMF in sort of a pyramid of protection. So we start with reduce and remove. They're free. When you're looking to like get outside, get your feet on the ground. Grounding reduces the EMF load in the body. Turn off your Wi-Fi at night, turn off your phone. Then we can talk about distance and behavior. So when we're trying to distance ourselves, please, please, please don't put wireless headphones in your ear. You are literally
Oh, good point. Good
you are
point.
radiating EMF into your brain. All the studies are showing how it disrupts your brain waves. So what we have is we actually have products called air tubes. And those of us who are old enough, you might remember like the old Ansett airplane headphones. They push the sound with air. We've got those. So we can connect the wire in. It's not using a wired cord because that obviously has a high EMF, but we can push sound with air. So we have air tubes, which are really fantastic. We also have
I
an
had them, sorry, it's just making me remember. I watched like it was a military it was on a ship. The old phones on the ships pushed air through like to get the sound from my gosh.
So we're moving from smart homes back to dumb homes is the way I like to think about it. I want everything wired. I want to push sound with air, not with EMFs. And it's really tricky for us because I was recently listening to this amazing futurist talking about the future and where we head to. I know I'm getting distracted, but I'll jump back on point,
That's all
Helen.
right.
Everything's going to be voice led. So when we've got the phones on our wrists and how do we manage that? We'll talk about that in a minute. But we can also talk about shielding ourselves and then also harmonizing EMFs. So shielding EMFs are really great. And it's funny, my dad always teases me that I'm a tin hatter, and I couldn't be more proud to be one. But you think about like all of the tin hatters back in the day. But this is what we're doing with products like this.
People who are listening can't see.
Oh,
You're holding up.
so I'm holding up my mobile phone, and my mobile phone has a product called a safe sleeve around it. And it's actually just last week, Oprah, as in the Oprah, has just awarded this brand, the best iPhone accessory. In her Oprah Self-Care Awards. And the reason it's so good is it blocks 99% of radio frequency radiation. So the idea with these cases is if we're not speaking on our phone with a speakerphone, we're protected with the safe sleeve around our phones. So if you do put it up to your ear, it stops the radiation from going into your brain. But blocking it is good. And we can do things like blocking, like we've also got products, gloves, beanies, hats, because we've got customers, they get the tingles in their fingers when they're using their computers or they're touching their phone. So we've got EMF protecting gloves, and it's generally a silver-based product that protects you from the EMF, that shields you. But if they're touching their phones, they get the tingles. So if you're one of those people, that's likely an EMF sensitivity response in your body. But
So
yeah,
the
there's a
hats and the gloves and things, they're like personal Faraday cages.
They are. And it's sort of like whatever your symptoms are, we like to sort of work within that and guide you through different products to help protect you in ways that you're experiencing things.
But let's start with your phone and getting a phone cover, right? And then there's other personal products that you can use because this is where I found you guys, right? And I had my tinfoil hat on well and truly because I still could not explain to people how a Blue Shield device stops you from getting the EMFs. But I was putting one, I had a personal one in my car and I had one plugged into the wall at home.
So let's talk about Blue Shield for a minute because it's a really interesting product. That's not talking about blocking the EMF. And what I love about the Blue Shield product is that what it does is it transmits a scalar field, so a scalar harmonizing field. And the layman's way of explaining this is if EMFs create like a death metal constant racket that your body's tuning into, what the Blue Shield products do is they create this beautiful scalar field that sounds something like a beautiful symphony to your body, and it listens into that field as opposed to the death metal racket that would ultimately send you bananas.
That's a great way to explain it. Thank you.
It's and I think, and this is where it can get really complex. And again, I use my dad because he's the biggest hypocrite of this stuff, but also, he sleeps on his grounding mat, doesn't he, still? And he remotely. So it's being able to create the layman's terms of the and we often I'm getting served all these memes at the moment, Helen, and I think you would too, but it's like we're crazy because we talk about energy and energy's woo. Energy's not woo. Albert Einstein said everything's energy. When our phone's low on charge and we've got to plug it into the power to get the energy into it, all of a sudden energy's not so woo and it's really required, right? Why then would EMFs and that energy and the and that those invisible fields we've created with the human-made EMF be fake? It's quite an interesting thing to think about in that respect.
Absolutely. I mean, it's only a short 20 years ago that our medical professionals, our medical system actually agreed that stress caused heart issues. And up until then, they disagreed entirely because stress was invisible and there was no way that stress or emotions could have affect a heart or a muscle. And, I mean, gee, we're only catching up slowly here, I think, but you're right. Stress is invisible too, but it makes you sick and it affects you physically, just like EMFs.
And it's really impacting us and it's really impacting our kids. And I see it every day. I see it absolutely every day. I had this beautiful mum come in the other day and she bought all of this gear for her son because he's got testicular cancer. He's super young. So she's bought him the shorts, she's bought him the laptop protector. Like I remember when I was pregnant with the kids, I was always paranoid about having my computer sitting on my tummy. And what was that in me that my biology was telling me, my natural instinct was telling me, and this was before I was aware of EMFs. What was my intuition telling me then that this isn't good for me? It's not good for my baby. And I it's one of those things where if you didn't get to speak to customers every day, like our customer service team and I do, you can get away with not believing it.
Correct. Yes. That's why we need to hear from people like you, because you're seeing the numbers. You're seeing the numbers where in our own realities, we're not really bumping shoulders with too many people that are having issues or having these conversations. But let's get it in a sequence now. Firstly, you can start doing something right now and go get your
Absolutely.
shoes off and go for a walk outside. Everybody knows that if they go into the hills for the weekend or for a day trip or something, you feel better. Well, why do you feel better? Because you've just grounded yourself. You've just released a lot of pent up electricity or voltage or whatever you call it. So get yourself grounded
We're
and
electrical. Humans are electrical.
We are
Earth is
electromagnetic
electrical.
beings.
And
Absolutely.
what happens when a human touches the earth, it reduces our voltage to be in equilibrium with the earth. That's what happens. And then all of these other amazing benefits happen. We get the anti-inflammatory response. We have a much better sleep. The free radicals, the negative free radicals reduce, and we get all of that goodness within us. Even if you're not taking your shoes off, go outside and touch a tree. And it sounds crazy, but it actually works.
Yes. And the electrical part of our being is our nervous system, right? It's an incredible electrical system. And everybody knows that, like, if that gets offline, if that gets disrupted in some way, that's going to cause a whole heap of issues for you. And inflammation is one of them.
And like you say, Helen, it's so subtle. You think, I always think when I'm thinking about this stuff, you know, when you go to the physio and they're like, you've got to do these three exercises every day, 10 repeats, and we never do. But well, I'm terrible at that. This is something, all of this stuff, like, and this is where habits and creating those basic systems for yourself really, really matter. It's all the micro mi moments in our life that ultimately compound and are really, really good for us. But just like you brush your teeth morning and night, get outside and touch a tree, touch the ground, get bare skin on the ground.
And if you can't do that, if you get in your own way, then turn your Wi-Fi off at night. That's one of the best things you can
Absolutely.
do so that you sleep without any interruption at all. And don't have your phone next to you. Go put that in another room,
Put it outside.
And if that's still an issue for you, in the meantime, there are products that can help you where you don't have to do anything at all, right? And one of them
This is,
is grounding mats and that's something that you sell as well.
yeah, it's the grounding mats. So the more we're earthed, the better. It's earthing, grounding, whatever it is. And like I said, it's again, we have the earthing meters as well. So just like EMF, you can actually measure the voltage shift in your body when you touch the meter of it and when you ground yourself. So whether and the mats, you can either put them on your bed. We have two main products. We have an organic cotton woven silver sheet, which I love because I'm pretty fanatical about my sleep comfort. And it's super, super soft. It's organic cotton, and you sleep on it and you're connected to it, right? Or we have the grounding mat, which can go, and it's made with carbon. And that can go under your sheet. So if you really like your Sheridan sheets or whatever you've got going on, you can do that. But it does create a layer between you and the earthing product. So you've just got to make sure that you're connected to it and that's working. And then during the day, I always have everywhere at work in our home, we've got the earthing mat. So it's literally a mat that if you're typing on your computer, you're resting your hands on. And again, you're earthed. And just to go back to what does that actually do? When we're electrical, the earth is electrical. What we want, and some of you might have heard about the Schumann frequency, which is the hue, it's the earth's, what they call the
Earth's
earth's
residence.
heartbeat. So it hovers around that 7.83 hertz. Now, humans don't operate, but at the same frequency, but we're close to it. So when we're earthed and when we're either touching the ground or we're touching our indoor earthing products, it's reducing the voltage in our body, which allows for a whole bunch of healing mechanisms to happen. So you get your better sleep. So you're processing inflammation better. You're resetting your nervous system. You're reducing muscle soreness. Earthing's incredible for muscle recovery. So if you're like an athlete, we actually have a product that was originally created for the Tour de France, and it's the organic cotton, and you put your whole body in it. So they, Tour de France riders, they plug these products in, and it's essentially just a sheet sort of little sleeping bag, and you put yourself in there, and you're helping with that muscle soreness. You're helping with
recovery
joint. Yeah, absolutely. It helps with muscle recovery. Oh. And it's just calming your whole system. So you've got a better chance of your body doing everything it was meant to do.
Oh my gosh, that's a really good word, calming. Does anybody out there listening, do you know what that word is? Do you experience it very often? Because it reminds me of when I was in that fast-paced world like you were. You're thinking fast, your heart's going fast, everything's going fast. I didn't know what calm was to save myself. And I think when I actually had to stop and consider calming down, it freaked me out to start off with.
Yeah, but also we're addicts for it. We love it. Like I love being fast-paced and getting things done, and like I'm a really passionate, excitable person. So I love that nervous energy. And it's like once you realize, well, no, you need the yin and the yang of it. You need the calm and restorative with the powerful and the driven.
Wow.
And And that's balance, right? Like that when they talk about balance in the world, you need to offset those parts of yourself.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. Yeah, because you can go, 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 but you've got to be able to stop and recharge in some way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you either bring some good practices like we've been talking about back into your life or into your life for the first time, or you've got products and devices that can help do it for people as well.
Yeah. I love the nighttime earthing products, whether it's the sheet, the carbon mat, the pillowcase, whatever it is. That's 8 hours of earthing you get. And like you say, the beauty of these things is you pluck it in and you don't think about it again. It's not like these wellness hacks where I've got to take this supplement in the morning and then I've got to remember my lemon water and then I've got to do this and then that and then that. Literally, you plug it in and you don't think about it again.
And that's quite good because I've found lots of people, there's too much going on. And if you start to add on, well, you better do this and you better do this and you better do it at certain times of the day, they can't take on too much further instruction or too much more to-dos.
I know. And that's sort of, don't get me wrong, I love a to-do list, Helen. I'm mad for it. But it's almost gets too much, right? Like you say, this is just such a simplistic way of living in a really modern world, which let's be honest, like I love Wi-Fi. Like what an invention.
Yes.
But I know it's harming me. So it's about just, again, it comes back to the balance with the Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. We want to be connected and we want to operate and be efficient and experience this amazing world. But we've got to take moments to connect back in with our biology and what's natural for us. And that's the beauty of this. It's about creating that balance. I swing between this because I want to make sure people get this message. And often to get a message, you have to be very forceful and very one way about it and very strong about your message. Mm-hmm. That sort of, for me, it's, and then maybe you come back and you just take a few things on board. But for me, I think my message here is, I don't want to be the health and wellness drill sergeant about it. I just want you to take away some really simplistic things that are going to make you feel good, which if you can get yourself earthed, if you can reduce your EMF exposure, I think they're the very first steps and very simple ways you can help your biology and help your body to be well.
Yeah. So let me be the devil's advocate because I know I hear what you say. Having worked with clients for years and years, I've found that when people are mentally stressed and have got too much going on, there's no room to get anything else in. So sometimes they have to be hit between the eyes, even if it's just with a statement or a comment. So let me say that if you don't do something about the escalating amount of EMFs that are happening around us, these are silent killers. They're silently killing us.
We come back to the World Health Organization has classified EMFs as a 2B carcinogen. They won't say that it's a, which is a, that it may be a carcinogen. However, again, it's in the same category as the exhaust fumes from your car may be carcinogenic. I just think I and some people will consider this too extremist. This is going to be the cigarettes of my generation. I have no two minds about it.
Good way of
This will
putting
be
it.
the cigarettes of our generation, and I just think, like, I get goosebumps even saying that. It's a really, really strong statement. And everyone will say, "Well, where's all the evidence? Where's all the..." I'm seeing the evidence every day in people. It is
Quietly making
disrupting
this.
us. I think if you go back to the 1990s research by Dr. George Carlo, commissioned by the cellular industry in the States for $30 million USD, and it was quashed, and he now speaks out against having that research quashed and speaks in EMF protection and that it is damaging. If we look at the why is the World Health Organization classifying it a 2B carcinogen? I just think sometimes, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I know what I believe in my body. I know what I felt when I was pregnant with my babies and I didn't want my computer on my lap for a reason. I know why my husband drives me nuts speaking on his speakerphone all the time, because I know he instinctively knows that putting that against his brain doesn't feel good to him. And I
Absolutely.
think you've got to tune into those things in yourself that go, yeah, this doesn't feel that good.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to explain it. We have to start trusting that instinct or that knowing that we get, because that's telling you something. And tell me, do you have sinusitis anymore?
I don't.
It's people like you and I that have lived the illness part of it and the downside of it, who have then recognized what's been going on and researched and investigated it, that have come out the other side making changes, and we're now healthy. We
Yeah.
don't have those symptoms anymore.
I had these symptoms for 20 years, and they're completely gone. Completely. If I like a sick day, I was like, oh, I could really do with a sick day at the moment, because I don't take any anymore because I don't get sick anymore. So it's quite unbelievable.
When I see somebody with iPods or buds in their ears,
Oh, smack them out of their heads.
and they've got an Apple phone on as well, and they're getting into a car that's full of technology too. I think, my gosh, they've got no idea that they're being bombarded by frequencies, and that's turning it into what you called earlier, that rage against the machine kind of music going on. There's no symphony. There's no
No.
symphony in there. I even
Yeah.
I made a lot of choices like you did as well, and one of them was to have an older car. I won't have a car with technology in it. So, it's like I don't. And when I first, I think they must have turned 4G on up here in Victoria, up the Calder Freeway. Back in 2019, I was driving down on two separate occasions down that highway, and I got hit by panic. Absolute panic. Like, my heart started racing, my mind started going really blurry. I couldn't think, I couldn't feel, like I felt dread. I felt dread. And that was where I first found about your products, because I started researching, because I knew something had hit me while I was traveling down that freeway. And you wouldn't be able to ring up any of the authorities and go, "Excuse me, did you just do a test of something? Did you turn on some towers or something?" Because nobody, you'd never find the right person to talk to. But on two occasions going down that road, I got smacked really hard. And I had to travel at 60 kilometers down a 100 kilometer freeway because I was too scared to go any faster because I felt incredibly paralyzed by something that was going on. And I drove through it. So it started at a certain point and it finished at a certain point, which made it very real to me. So I started to look at the technology in cars then because I turned my mobile phone off. I still had my Blue Shield in the car. I looked at all sorts of ways that I could alleviate what was hitting me. And then I realized it was pinging off all the other cars around me because I could feel when a car went past me, it increased and then decreased. So, you know, I just want to share that with people to go, this is real.
What you're communicating, Helen, it's not uncommon. We're hearing it every single day on the phones and in the emails that we get from customers, and it's profound. Like, it's a thing. And our government agencies say that everything's within a level that's acceptable. And maybe the individual tower, maybe the individual phone, maybe all these things individually are at an acceptable level. The issue is we're being bombarded by all of them at once. Like you say, I'm in the car and I've got my earphones in, my headphones in, I've got my phone's on and it's radiating. The car itself is radiating. I'm driving past the cell tower. Plus, I'm driving past all of these buildings that will have Wi-Fi in them. I'm driving past, another big thing, which I find quite interesting, is the increase in incidences of people now putting solar panels on their roofs. Now, I'm opening up another can of worms here, but the conductor for the solar panel. So where it actually connects to the power. So let's say you've had solar panels put on your roof. Alone, they're probably not dissimilar to like your fridge or your TV, like you say, or your microwave. But then where they're actually connecting, that matters, because if you're sleeping next to that and the power board or the whatever is on the wall the other side, it's a big issue for people. So you think solar panels were being really smart, and it's really, we get to this thing where it's also the more distance you can create between yourself, and that becomes really important.
Yes. Anything, I mean, what I've found is that anything that is popular and is pushed as the new and whatever is usually not too good for us.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, I think you've just got to take it all with a grain of salt. It's like we need to balance between what's convenient and what's actually natural for us.
Yes.
And you've got to make choices. You've got to make choices. And that's why I say, just even sleeping at night earthed, combined with turning your Wi-Fi off.
Yep.
Game changer. That's 8 hours in your 24 hours. That's a really good chunk of time that you're protecting yourself.
Yep.
Plug your Blue Shield in as well, and you're on your way. So,
and releasing that excess.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what earthing does. That's how grounding or earthing and EMF protection work together.
Yes. So let's talk about where this is heading you, right? Because this is where it headed me and where it's heading so many people. We're now looking at a simpler life. We're now starting to look at, how do I really want to live? Because a lot of people are turning their backs on the rush and the corporate and the pressure and the modern world, and are starting to look for other options. You after the simple life?
I am, but I also have my creature comforts. Like it's again, Helen, I always come back to, it's a balance. I want to feel that excitement and energy of sharing this message and creating new products and helping people understand what they can do to counteract these health benefits, at the same time as I want to turn it all off and go take my little girl on a horse ride.
So you're
Not
meeting
feeling.
everybody. You're meeting the modern person who wants it still, but you're giving them some options to reduce
I think that's where it's at.
Yeah.
I would love to turn it all off, but if I turn it all off, I can't share what I've learned. I can't share this message. I can't get that out there. And I think this is a really important message to share.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So more, I suppose we're looking at the next generation, because you said it was your children that really got you really fired up about this. Yeah, where is the next generation going? That's why I want to have these conversations, because I saw not a very good road unless we start to make some sort of changes.
Speaking with this amazing futurist I was listening to the other day, and we're moving to a world with all voice. So websites will no longer exist. Apps don't exist. They exist on your or your computer or your phone, but we're not using our fingers to touch. We're not typing anymore. Everything's with our voice. And when I think about that, how do we do that whilst protecting ourselves from the EMF? And that's, I guess, the puzzle I want to work through for my kids is how do we create, that connectivity but simultaneous protection? And that's why I do come back to frequency, and particularly that scalar frequency we spoke about earlier with Blue Shield. How do we create frequencies? How are there ways to do this? We're not going to be able to block it all.
Yes.
Even though I've moved the kids to a farm where we're still surrounded by a little town. Yes, it's less than the inner city, but it's still around us. And I think it's probably naive to think we're going to block it all, unless we go full on hermit style, which I like. In my downtime, I'd love to be a hermit slash doomsday prepper. That's like another passion of mine.
Yeah.
But I think we've also got to be realistic. We are headed to a world where we are communicating with our voice and hearing rather than touching all of this stuff. So how do we get that sound in our ears without it radiating the EMF in? How do we have the devices so we're protected from them and we're not wearing them, or God forbid, embedding them in ourselves, like putting them under our skin or something like that? So I think that's the battle now, is as we move into this world of, and I don't want to open the AI bundle here, but it's moving into this world. How do we balance what's natural in terms of adhering to our biology and what makes us well and healthy and strong versus taking advantage of all the amazing technological advances in the world, if you're that way inclined? But I mean, I've got heaps of friends as well that they just want out. They just want 100% out.
Yeah.
I think I still have a foot in both camps.
I think the beautiful word here is control. It's like you have the ability to control your lifestyle, your environment, and how to manage it. So whether you're completely consumed by a modern world, then there's still ways to control the impact that it's having on you. And then there's other ways to do that by moving like you have, but you're still controlling your environment and you're controlling your health then and your outcomes, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And we all have to make different decisions based on how our unique, because we're all unique, we all respond differently. But what I would say is, if you have had experiences and you're living in the city and you're in the corporate world and you're in the grind, right? Like you and I both have been, Helen, you're in the grind and something doesn't quite feel right. And I'm big on intuition.
Yeah.
I'm big on instinct.
Yeah.
Both men and women, we know in our guts, like if we give ourselves enough love and attention to tune into that and just, hang on, like this can't be 100% right. And just create little changes at first.
Yeah.
It's like you said earlier on at the very beginning, this is subtle, but it's so impactful and it's so big. And I mean, anything from just letting that sun into your eyes and onto your face first thing and last thing, It's really important.
It can be really easy to just turn around and say, oh, look, I've got a headache because, you know, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure. Or, you know, God, I've got a backache or something like that because I'm just working long hours. We've got a lot of ways of discounting it and just overriding what we're feeling. And what you're talking about is just tune in a little more. You know, I mean, I think one of the best things I did was I sat back and I went, is this a loving environment? Am I working with people that I enjoy and an environment that I enjoy? That's a really good place to start, right? Yeah. And then from your perspective, it's, you know, how do you do something about that? Well, Earthing Oz has got products from how you can use a meter and actually see the readings that you're getting. To the grounding devices and the Blue Shield devices. People need to investigate this, not just take your word for it. I hear that you guys and your team are up for people giving you a call and having
absolutely. Yeah. And that's one of the things that makes us different is a lot of these online health and wellness businesses, you can't speak to a human. I very much encourage you to give us a buzz. Like, I can't tell you how many foot pics I've been sent from people over the years.
As in people
sorry. I know that was just a bit of a wild. We sell earthing shoes as well. So a lot of people send us photos of their feet, which is quite funny. It's one of the beautiful things about what we do is getting to speak to everyday people about what they're experiencing and how we can actually help connect them in. And what I love about Earthing Oz is, yes, we're an online store, but I'm more interested in creating the community where we can all come in and help each other connect into that biology and connect into what's human about us. Because particularly as we head into this world of AI and robots, all things that are inauthentic and not quite right, and that feeling of that's weird, that doesn't feel quite human to me, it's all leading us down this path of listening to our instincts and again, I'm like on this verge of AI here, and we need to be able to have trust and be able to speak to a real human and learn from one another and hear about our shared stories, which
That's
is
it.
What I love what you do here, Helen, big advocate for it, building communities, sharing stories and helping people feel seen in a world where, I mean, you go into a hospital now and they serve you just loaded up sugary carbs as opposed to
healthy, nutritious food.
A load of protein and just a beautiful soup. Like, we just get loaded with sugar and we could talk forever about all that stuff. And that's.
But I want to talk about, because we've got about 30 seconds to go.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
I want to talk about what you're offering, because you're right. I'm all about stories. Storytelling and stories are changing or creating this new world. So I want people to call you to talk about their story so that you can help them, because then when you're helping them, they then go and talk to somebody else.
Absolutely. And I guess if we had to boil it all down to one thing, everything we do at Earthing Oz, it's nature-led but science-backed. And what I would also say is your body already knows what to do. You just have to give it the right inputs.
Yes.
Get it calm, get it grounded, disconnect it from the EMFs, protect it.
Yeah. So
that be my
let's give people the website, please.
Earthingoz.com.au. So OZ instead of.
Earthingoz.com.au. I love that. I love your story. I love what you're doing as well. And I recommend everybody get onto the website or give you a call to start looking at the products and get your shoes off, people, and get into the dirt.
Absolutely.
Heidi, thank you so much. That has been, we've gone around and around so many bits and pieces. We'll have to do this again. We'll have to do it again.
Absolutely.
And let's get into that AI and 6G as well.
It's on its way. Get your blue shield. Get
all right,
your blue shield ready.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
You You've been listening to Inspired Radio with Helen Taylor live on BBS Radio TV. Join us every Monday at 4 p.m. Melbourne, Australia, AEDT time, for more stories and conversations that will change your world.